In our call to worship today, we are in Psalm 25, and I come to this passage of Scripture, verse 17, which seems to apply to some of the things that have happened this morning. Verse 17 says, "The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins." You know, there are times when it seems that troubles and afflictions are enlarged. They've grown to a size that's just hard to understand and to deal with. But isn't it wonderful to know that the psalmist here turns immediately to whom? God. He doesn't turn to his friends. He doesn't turn to family. He turns to his God. Now, I'm thankful that we have family and friends. And we certainly make them aware of our concerns and our needs that they be praying with us. And I don't mean to downplay that at all, but we need to know something. We need to turn to our God. For He alone is the one who can handle our afflictions, as it says here in verse 18. Afflictions and pain and distresses that trouble the heart. And it's wonderful to know that we have a God, first of all, who answers prayer, but a God who is powerful enough to deal with any situation. God's never taken by surprise. God is never shocked. God knows all things. And we pray for His strength and courage this morning. There are those in our church family that are bearing afflictions and difficulties. Physical things, maybe spiritual battles that they're fighting through at this point. And we need to uphold each other before the Lord, knowing that even though our troubles and afflictions and pains are amplified or enlarged, as it says in this passage of Scripture, we have a God that can comfort and strengthen and encourage. Blessed be the name of our Lord.